Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Private analytical firm Informa Economics sees farmers planting 5.4 million more acres of soybeans in 2014 than they did in 2013, putting U.S. crop acreage forecasts at 81.9 million acres. Informa says farmers will likely plant 91.8 million acres to corn in 2014. That's 3.5 million acres less than last year, but 300,000 more than Informa's estimate in November. Informa's early production expectations incorporates a national average for corn at 163 bushels to the acre, putting total corn production at 13.74 billion bushels. On soybeans, Informa's using a 44.5 bushel per acre average to arrive at a total production estimate of 3.6 billion bushels. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending December the 12th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 24.1. Next year, 0.1. Corn this year, 32.6. Next year, 1.8. Soybeans this year, 15.3. And next year, 2.9. Also this morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 127,536 metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown destinations, 111,280 tons for delivery during the current marketing year, and 16,256 tons during the next marketing year. Also this morning, USDA reports export sales of 130,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to South Korea during the 13-14 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 16,088. It's down 21 points. The NASDAQ, 34.94, down 14 and a quarter. And the S&P 500 is 17.99. And it is down 5.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Winter weather will be returning to most of the Midwest over these next few days, bringing back some stressful conditions for livestock and some travel issues as well. We'll start off with a tranquil day today across the Midwest. Some snow is going to be developing in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. Northern Plains is where most of that precipitation is at this hour, running from Montana into parts of the western Dakotas. As we go through the rest of the day today, that disturbance will work its way eastward, reaching into portions of Minnesota and the upper Midwest in general as we get into this evening and overnight tonight. The precipitation will change from all snow to a wintry mix of precipitation types, and we'll likely see that impacting most of the region from Iowa into portions of Michigan and Wisconsin. Some snowfall will likely reach 1 to 3 inches in the northwesternmost corner of the Corn Belt, while perhaps some local totals in South Dakota could get 4 or 5 inches. We'll expect to see this disturbance work its way through the rest of the northern and eastern Midwest during the day on Friday. It will diminish as it moves eastward, but we'll have that wintry mix of precipitation still occurring in northern areas, while light rain and drizzle occur in the lower parts of the eastern belt. And as we move into the afternoon on Friday and into Saturday, the new storm center will form in the southern plains and work its way to the delta and the lower portions of the Ohio River Basin. The storm system will be aggressive from Saturday into Sunday, with substantial amounts of rainfall expected to occur across the delta and the lower eastern Midwest. 1 to 3 inch of rains are likely, with some locally greater totals for this system. On the backside of the storm, a considerable amount of cold air will be present, and that will likely set the stage for significant snows to evolve from portions of the central U.S. plains into the Great Lakes region. The storm system is expected to generate 3 to 8 inch accumulations across a big part of that region, and perhaps some local totals getting upwards to 10 inches will be possible. A band of freezing rain will likely occur in between the heavy snow and the heavy rain event. We'll likely see that occurring from portions of Missouri into parts of Michigan as well. And the ice accumulations will be great enough for causing some power outages and certainly shutting down travel across some of the roads out there at times. Cold air will return to the Midwest behind the storm system this weekend, but we'll see a little bout of cold occurring before then. The cold air will be in the northern plains and parts of the western Corn Belt as we go through the night tonight and tomorrow. That cold air mass will likely bring in temperatures down considerably colder from where they will be today. A lot of teens and 20s will likely occur from Kansas northward. Some single-digit readings will occur in the eastern Dakotas and parts of Minnesota tomorrow. Today's afternoon temperatures will be rather balmy in the lower in eastern parts of the Midwest. 50 and some 60 degree readings will occur in the southernmost parts of the region, while 40s and 30s will occur across the eastern Midwest north of the Ohio River. As we go on out into the afternoon, tomorrow will still be unusually warm in the southern and eastern parts of the U.S. Some 70-degree highs occur in parts of the lower Mississippi Basin, and maybe in a couple of extremes, maybe getting close to 80 degrees will be possible tomorrow or Saturday. And that will be in contrast with those temperatures in the teens and 20s in the western Corn Belt, setting the stage for some potential for severe thunderstorms and certainly heavy rainfall. Flooding potentials will likely be on the rise as well, especially in the Ohio River Basin and perhaps down into the northern sections of the Delta as well. And that will likely occur as we get into the heart of the weekend. Cold air will overspread all of the Midwest during the early part of next week. Expect to see highs cooling down to the range of single digits and teens in the northernmost parts of the Midwest, while 20s and 30s occur in southern areas. And low temperatures at night are expected to drop below zero as far south as portions of southern Iowa and northwestern Illinois. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red May wheat, 6.59¾, up 3¼. Soft May wheat, 6.21, up 1¾. March corn, 4.28, up 3. July, 4.43, up 2½. January soybeans, 13.26¾, up 2¾. July, 12.89¼, up 2¼. January soybean meal, 4.42.60, up 1.40. January soybean oil, 39.09, up 3. December live cattle, 1.31, up a nickel. January feeder cattle, 166.45, up 40. And February lean hogs are unchanged at 86.35. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, and happy holidays to all the listeners.
Thank you so much for sharing those warm regards. Speaking of warm, it hasn't been very warm at the Chicago Board of Trade, where it's been very lackluster and quiet this week.
It has been, and I really think with a Wednesday holidays, both next week and the following week, we're probably in a two-week period of even lower volume than this week.
So I guess in that kind of an environment, we kind of throw out the technicals and wait for the new year?
Oh, I don't know. Anything can happen when you have low volume. I mean, we can see some really wild stuff. Remember the day that December meal went off the board, and right at the very tail end of things, we saw about a $30 move.
That's right.
You know, we'll see something kind of crazy somewhere along the line. This March corn just runs into a brick wall here at 430. If we get above that, we could get to 440. And I think there will be some technical buying should that happen. Again, if we go under 418.5 on March corn, we could see the trapdoor fall to the, you know, prices fall right through that trapdoor too.
What about on the soybean side?
On the bean side, I thought today a really important number is going to be about 1325. We're kind of dancing around that point on the January today. Resistance is in the 1330 to 1333 area. That was a support area yesterday that gave way. A lot of support today on Jan beans in that 1310 range. We're just just want to dance around, and I don't like the fact that the dollar strengthened so much on the Fed news yesterday, and that's really kind of a hurtful situation on exports.
The wheat continues to struggle.
Wheat has struggled ever since we came out, or ever since Canada came out with its improved prospects of its wheat crop. This market has just fallen apart. We're down low enough that I think we will see some exporter interest come in this market. And certainly we're in a pretty good position along with Canada's ship wheat.
Quick remarks about livestock, please.
Boy, we've seen these hogs just jump all around this week. I thought it looked like we were going to try to really nail them. We went to 16-week lows earlier in the week, came back strong yesterday. The cattle market looks like it's kind of struggling. We'll probably be a little firmer across the board on the livestock, but the brunt of the holiday buying on the retail or for retail business is really completed. We need some new news there.
Happy holidays, Ellen.
Thanks, team, to you, Dave.
Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois, and you're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.